We all know people in the world that we've met who are said to have a closed mind. They don't care what the facts may be. If they're all on your side of what you're trying to present to them, they've always thought something to be a certain way. Therefore, to them, that's the way it's always going to be. Well, we should not be those type of people that have closed minds. Jesus talked about individuals with closed minds concerning the first century in Matthew, the 13th chapter. In Matthew 13, in verse 13 beginning, he says, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." One of the greatest reasons that people had so much trouble understanding what Jesus taught in the first century, not because it was so difficult necessarily to understand, but because they had closed minds. They didn't want to think that, hey, things actually may be the way that he's proclaiming. So we need to be careful and be sure that we're not those types of people with closed minds. But thankfully, not all people have closed minds. If you'll turn over to Acts, the 22nd chapter, although we're not going to read it because of time reasons, in Acts chapter 22, in verses 4 through 10, we're told about an individual by the name of Saul, of course, who later became the Apostle Paul, who persecuted Christians, threw them into prison, no doubt destroyed families, and was even involved in the murder of God's disciples. But whenever Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus and said, "What you're doing is wrong," he had a great response. He said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" He had an open heart. He was willing to recognize that, hey, maybe everything I'm doing is not right, and I would like God to correct what is not right. We also read about a man by the name of Jeremiah in that book, Jeremiah, in the 10th chapter, and specifically in verses 23 and 24, where Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." He goes on to say in verse 24, "O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing." Jeremiah had a great attitude. He was trying his very best to do what God wanted him to do, but he recognized, "Lord, there may be times that I'm not doing right, and if that's the case, please just let me know, and I'll be more than willing to change whatever that is." We ought to have the same attitude of Jeremiah, that even though we're trying to do what God wants us to do, we may be doing something wrong, and if God will just show us in His holy word, we're more than willing to change whatever problem that might be. We ought to have an open heart because there are rewards that come from having an open heart. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." The idea of righteousness there is probably what's found in the Old Testament in Psalm 119, verse 172, where the Bible says all the commandments of God are righteousness. What Jesus is saying is, happy are those who hunger, who thirst, have an intense longing after my word and to do what is pleasing in my sight. The reason being is because there's coming a time when that hunger and thirst will be filled and we will be with God to spend eternity with Him in heaven. Let us thank God in our prayers for those who are this way, who do hunger and thirst at righteousness and have an open heart. And let us also pray that God will send them our way so that we can instruct them in the ways of righteousness to the best of our ability, and they can spend eternity with us and with our God in heaven.